I'm Alex.
And I'm Rob.
I'm from Novi Sad, Serbia.
And I'm from New York City.
I'm a Scorpio.
I'm a Taurus.
I'm a man.
And I'm a woman.
We are both very different.
And yet, we have a lot to talk about. So we haven't recorded in a while.
Indeed.
We were just doing the cruise ship series. And it's actually really funny that we're recording this episode on this day, because currently it is the day before Thanksgiving.
Yes, for you.
In the U.S. and we're also getting our Christmas tree today in my apartment. So, you know, all of us, all of our American festivities are beginning. But yeah, so today we're talking about holidays.
Yay.
Which I guess I just thought it'd be interesting for us to talk about it because, yeah, I'm... originally, I would say, I was raised Catholic. I'm not really a practicing Catholic, but, and then of course, there's also some American holidays that are really weird, so I thought it would be interesting to talk to you about them. And then you are also, you're not practicing any religion, but, you know, Serbian Orthodox is the religion of your country, so.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean, I'm not really practicing, but like if there is a time that I have to like divide myself from other people or like distinguish myself where I go, I will be like, yeah, Orthodox. But yeah, it's not really, I'll be more atheist, but okay.
Yeah. And if you have to celebrate, you need an excuse to celebrate sometimes. So when you need to celebrate,
You're Orthodox. I mean, in Serbia, people are full of excuses to celebrate, so why not?
I mean, I'm capitalist America.
Oh, yeah. That's also, yeah, that's also the... Everything can be, like, opportunity to buy something or to sell something, so...
So, wait, so you said you're atheist? I didn't know that. Do you not believe in God?
Oh, really? No.
Oh, I didn't know that. I believe in, like, a greater universe. My whole thing is, like... I mean, it's kind of what you said on our, I almost said anthropology episode, on our astrology episode, of when you were saying, like, if we're all beings of energy, there must be other energies out there. So that's kind of what I believe in. There's some sort of...
I mean, I definitely don't believe in the narrative they preach, and definitely don't support and believe in any kind of church or facility of that sort. So basically you don't need that, so that's my opinion. And also I don't believe in the narrative of like a god being, you know, invisible man sitting on a cloud, and he will if you don't do the 10 things that he said, he's going to like, you're going to
smite you.
Burn, yeah. You're gonna burn in an eternal flame, and you're going to suffer for the rest of your life when you die, and it's going to be horrible. But he loves you.
Yeah, that's that. It is freaky. And I will say, having watched a lot of cult television recently, like I was telling Alex, in the Albany area, which is where I'm from in New York, there was just a case that closed of this cult that existed there that apparently was there the entire time I was a child growing up, and really only came to like the public eye when I was in college, so that's probably why I didn't hear about it. And they just put the leader in jail for 120 years or something. And then of course you watch, of course, when you're like on a streaming service, you watch one TV show about that, and then you find another, and we found another on the same topic. Then we found another cult that we started watching a show on, that one. It only, that one was in Australia, and now I'm starting to watch the one on Scientology, and it's all very interesting. But at the same time, I'm like, this is, it's really just my belief in everything is.
The one with the Leah Remini, that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very good. I think the third season had already come out, but I'm just watching that now.
Is that on Netflix? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is?
Yeah.
I heard that it's a good one, but I watched her episode when she was in Joe Rogan's Experience, in his podcast a few years ago.
Yeah, you gotta watch this. Oh my god, you'd totally be into this. Why don't we watch it together?
What?
Why don't we watch it together at the same time?
How do you suggest we do that?
No, I mean like you watch an episode and then we talk about it.
Ah, and we record then in the episode about it.
No. Whatever, never mind.
It's like a book club. What the?
Yeah.
Like a grandma's.
I'm not crazy. Deal. Whatever. Okay, anyways.
Anyway.
So, you know, before we get too much into religion, which isn't the topic for the day.
No, it's not.
You know, but holidays do tend to, in every country, kind of, like, surround either the, like, religions.
Well, most of them are actually a religion, but just the society.
And the state approves it as a holiday.
Yeah, or, well, I'm in USA, everything, all, like, in Western society, I would say, like, Christmas is more like of gathering of people. It's not necessarily for people who believe, but it generally speaking, which I would say it's not the case here. I mean, it's more of a religious thing here in terms of Christmas. Of course, we have other holidays, of course.
So what I thought was really interesting when I was in Germany, I mean, I don't know if this was a joke or not, but I had a friend who was telling me that it felt, while I was in Hamburg from September to November, it felt like there was a holiday literally every week.
Yeah, they have a lot.
And my friend was saying, like, Thursdays are always, they always put the holidays on a Thursday so that they can have a long weekend. Because if you have a Thursday off, then on Friday, people will be like,
come on.
I might as well take this off too.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, smart.
So, in the U.S., we tend to have them on the Monday.
Oh.
So you have a long weekend that way.
Long weekend, yeah, that's good. Because in USA, I guess, like, can I have a Friday off? No, you're going to be fired. Okay, sorry. I guess.
Well, actually, the opposite. Usually Friday tends to be, like, your casual day or the day that you can, you know, leave early.
Oh, yeah, casual Friday. There is even a...
A lot of companies will do, like, a summer Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So you either leave early or maybe you don't have to come in that day. So
nice. Yeah, I heard about the Germans and their holidays. We also have the narrative that we are, like, lazy and that we have a lot of holidays. We should be working, blah, blah, blah. That's the narrative on the TV. I know that, like, for Germans, like, I have a friend who is working in international IT firm, and he told me, like, he realized that we don't have as much holidays as, like, let's say Germans, because he had few guys from Germany, and when they are, like, submitted how many holidays they have, or, I mean, days off, basically, he was like, oh, okay, I have to put everything together because we don't have, like, so he put, like, art, even though he's also not believer or whatever, he put every Orthodox thing and every national thing that we have, like, as a holiday, just to have near as free days as they have, so, because they didn't, like, you know. And they also put, like you said, in September, also they have, like, I think, not a lot, but few in summer, which is also smart. Like, woohoo, free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say, like, we probably have, like, at least three holidays every month. Some of them are bigger than others, but some of them you can get off of work for. Some are just, like, today is this holiday.
Mm-hmm. And you can go on and on. We have, like, you have, like, Father's Day, Mother's Day, Cassette Player's Day, I don't know. Like...
You know. Well, I guess, like, we could start by just, like, listing the notable holidays. How about that?
Okay.
Like, where I know things happen. Because, like I said, there's so many holidays that are honoring people in history and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, some of those holidays are more, like, either, like, capitalist holidays or, like, holidays for, like, just celebration. Around, like, I would say, like, September to December is, like, a lot of religious holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the interesting thing about the U.S. is that we are, like, religiously very diverse. And I know I just said I wasn't going to mention any of the religious holidays, but sometimes they end up just being, like very important, like, that everyone hears about them, even if it's not your religion. Like, kind of like how Christmas, like, a lot of people celebrate Christmas who aren't religious at all.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends that will sell it. They won't like celebrate like Jesus Christ, but they'll be like, oh, a Christmas tree and watching Christmas movies and like that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like September is also Labor Day. October is Halloween. November is Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah.
Then Christmas. Yeah. And then like then there's like Hanukkah isn't really, from what I've been told from people who I know who are Jewish, Hanukkah isn't like the big holiday. The big holiday is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are like big holidays for like family, and Passover mm-hmm. if you're Jewish. But yeah, and then my friends who are Muslim, I know that Eid is a really big holiday for them. Mm-hmm. It's like a big family celebration holiday.
What do you like the most?
What's my favorite holiday?
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day is really fun. It's like total white trash, but it can just be really fun. And also Pride. I worked in, the LGBTQ community does Pride. I worked in Greenwich Village. And it's usually a week-long like celebration. When I was working down there, it was really cool to have people coming in who are celebrating Pride while I was working, because it's just like the most activity is happening around there. But I think Pride all over the world happens on different times. Even in different cities, it's celebrated at different times. So I'd say like Pride. I like St. Patrick's Day. I just like any of the party. Oh, and New Year's. I totally forgot. I like New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. I just like any of those where you like, it's like a public fun day.
Mm. So you didn't like Christmas as a kid?
I like Christmas. But there's always like a lot of like, I like Christmas, but it's more of like a intimate family gathering. So I kind of like take it away from like the holiday pool, because it's more like a family day, I guess. So I don't like not like it, but I don't know. I like the big celebrations more,
mm-hmm.
where like something new can happen every time. That's really exciting and fun.
You like to party more than being with your family or something, right?
I guess that's what I'm saying. But no, I mean, oh God. I'm really digging a hole for myself in this episode.
Okay.
It's fine. What about you? So what are the holidays that are celebrated in Serbia?
If we like talking about this part of the year, I guess New Year's, and before that, like, I mean, we have like I said, it's rooted in Orthodox tradition. So we have like the Slavas, like I told you, it's like basically it's a family saint that you have. And mm-hmm. that you celebrate every year. So basically people will call you to tell you like, and trying to explain like as short as possible, because I don't know if people are interested in that crap, but...
Yeah, no, people, Alex, people are interested, so what is it?
Mm-hmm. So every family would have like a family saint.
Mm-hmm.
And the tradition is that you basically don't call people to go to come to your house to celebrate. They just either call you, or back in a day they will come to your house to
they just show up.
Yeah. To congratulate you, and you host them. You cannot say, basically, you cannot tell them to go away. That's the kind of a deal. So you come to like eat and drink. There are some saints that are like when it's like fasting.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the biggest saints is Saint Nicholas, and it's like 19th of December. That's like a kind of a big thing, but mm-hmm. that's like I said, it's like a Orthodox thing. Besides that, New Year, it's mm-hmm. like big, and then I guess like we have Orthodox Christmas, which is on 7th of January. Yeah, I mean, we have like also Easter is like the like a week or two in a difference with Catholic Easter. That's like in the spring. Then we have Labor Day in like 1st of May.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Also, there are some like traditional things related to First and Second World War, like commemorations and stuff. Like in February, we have here in Novi Sad the commemoration day for the people killed and dropped in the under the ice, the big memorial that I show you that you saw. People who were killed by fascist regime of basically Nazis, but at that point of Hungarians who were, of course, on the Nazi side, and Novi Sad, my hometown, was there in their control. At one point, they killed a lot of Serbs and Jews. So that's the commemoration, and it's a kind of a big trauma for like for the town. So we have a specific date. We have few more saints regarded to Orthodox Church in the summer, but not a lot. Usually they're during the winter. But we don't have like Father's Day, you know. Like Valentine's Day is, I guess that's in the world generally speaking. It's now like picking up in every country. And we have different saints than that's the funny thing. So who are like Orthodox, they're a little bit angry with that, because now all of a sudden it's like it's Valentine's Day and we have a different guy on that day. It should be what's the name? I
Oh,
forgot.
it's a different saint.
It's different saint, yeah, on the same day. It's and some people have their, like I said, Slava, the saint of the family, they have on that day. And they will be like, oh, but it's Valentine's Day. No, it's not. It because it's like Black Friday thing, and like it's kind of popularized because of the,
Yeah,
I don't know,
exactly.
like commercial reason. I call it Americanization, but I mean
It is. Yeah, it
it's
is.
not my term, but I like use it, yeah.
Yeah, I would say it is. I mean, it's like the capital, like, how can you capitalize on holidays? Especially something like Valentine's Day, which maybe at some point was about a saint and is now just like about,
Exactly.
kind of like Mother's Day, Father's Day was about like honoring your parents, and now it's more about like sales and stuff like that, and like
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Memorial Day, Columbus Day, all that stuff in the US are like that, and President's Day and all that stuff.
We have that also. President's
We have
Day.
so many holidays, it's insane, and it does make you wonder if the reason why they're on the calendar are more for like industry, like
I would argue in the recent years, yes.
yes, yeah,
I
so
mean Christmas, even when I was a kid, I realized like I like the Christmas, like the they would say like Christmas spirit, but I like that kind of a spirit that I was. So I grew up like watching Cartoon Network and other like American TVs, let's say, but usually Cartoon Network, and that kind of the whole deal with like cartoons, like snowing f is falling, blah blah blah. It's not. I realize that it's not like, for the most part, it's not really a religion thing. It's more like of a gathering of a family. You know, even in the movies, like I'm going to see my parents, blah blah blah. It's not like actually like practicing any kind of religion per se, but
Oh yeah.
it's kind of a yeah that kind of gatherings of the family. I would say like for the Scandinavian countries, because they're not religious, they also do that, like you know, they're not like
Yeah, and the Christmas festivals. I just love like the ma I to me why I like Christmas and winter holiday in general, and why I'm always so sad once January comes, because then it's just cold and like not, the magic is gone, is like the magic of the family traditions and cultural traditions. That has always been something that I really like the warm feeling that you get, like if you go to like a winter market in Europe, like it's that camaraderie of everybody. Like I've been thinking lately, because I remember Freddie and I went to the Dom in Hamburg for Christmas last year, or around Christmas time last year, and it was just so much fun. And it's, I hope that at some point everything goes back to where you can have like those, I don't know, like I was saying earlier, to me my favorite part about holidays in general is the camaraderie, is the celebrating together. It's a reason to celebrate, and I think sometimes we in the modern society kind of get away from really making those moments special.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I guess that's why in Serbia, people, the Slavas are such a big thing, is because it's like a reason every few months to get together as a family, or to get together as a community. And like, you know, as you said, people go to celebrate, but really they can't, like, no one can tell them not to come. Isn't that like kind of a part of the cultural part? So it's like, my Slav is today, so everyone who I know is going to come whether I like it or not, and I'm going to host the party.
Yeah.
Which I think is hilarious. It's basically like everyone at some point in the year is required to start a party.
yeah. That's like my relatives that live like nearby in one village. They always, so they have Slava after the Orthodox Christmas, like few days after. And my mom and I used to go when I was a kid there. Relatives from her side, and we will go there like for Christmas, and then we will stay for like their Slava, because it's like crazy. It's like food everywhere and people just coming and going like for 2 days, I guess. And the Christmas, it's really great, like in the villages, that you can see the like, let's say, traditional part. It was interesting to me. And also the Christmas Eve, right, is the night before the
correct
yes. So Serbs, that's the rooted in pagan tradition that stayed. So in Serbia for that night, you will go and you will burn I don't know the name of it.
Incense?
Like, you will burn like the tree, but I don't know the name. I have to look it
up. Oh, yes. That is a pagan tradition. I remember learning about that in school.
Of course it is. And people don't like it when you mention it, or they're just oblivious of that. Like, what? Well, it's a pagan tradition. I mean, you're burning a tree. I mean, come on.
But that's like where the whole Christmas tree comes from, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Which is really funny. And I mean, in a way, we are doing that, right? Like, I'm about to go get a Christmas tree with my roommates.
Yeah.
And then we're going to put lights on it. Isn't that interesting? It's like we're all secretly celebrating pagan traditions, but under the guise of Catholicism or Christianity.
Yeah. So
it's hilarious.
Yeah.
My mom. So at my house, our Christmas traditions with our tree have to do with all the places my mom has lived, and also my dad's family, because he's Italian and German and Dutch. So we put candles on our tree. We don't light them. But the candles on the tree are a Dutch tradition, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that. I mean, I won't mention it. I mean, basically, it's like a pagan tradition because
You don't want to mention the pagan?
No, it's okay. But like, we can go on and on about it, and then we're going to be like, what they're yapping about, like, you know.
People want to know. That's why we're doing this, because the people who are listening. If they're, I don't know why I'm speaking to the mic. If they're German, if they're Dutch, if they're from Scandinavia, they have the same traditions as me, most likely, for Christmas. But your personal Serbian Christmas is something that people don't know about. People are interested to hear about things they don't know. People want to hear these differences. So if you want to explain the pagan holiday, I think you should, because that's what we're about. Go into it.
So basically they're like lighting a tree on fire, and the tradition that you go early in the morning on the Christmas on the Christmas day, basically. I think you use it for like making of the Christmas decoration for like a door thing. You burn a specific tree, like, and the thing is that when I used to go like to the village, they would have like few places where would they like gather and burn that. So in the street, like, you have like one big one, and I used to go with my uncle with the tractor and with the trailer and a tractor and everything. And we will cut the big tree and put it there, and because he had the mechanization to do it. and when then we will like burn that. It's like a burning a like a steak or something. It's like really yeah,
it's like a bonfire.
Yeah. and that's yeah, that's for the Christmas Eve, and then Christmas mm-hmm. comes and blah blah blah. But you have that because it just like moved because we use a different calendar. We use the one that Julius Caesar introduced. We use different mm-hmm. calendar, but just like yeah. And by our old calendar that we used to use, maybe that's going to be like interesting to mention. So this year we used to use the old calendar, like let's say mm-hmm. Serbian calendar, or it's also the Byzantine Empire used that calendar. So we use that calendar mm-hmm. from 12th century until like 19th century. Mm-hmm. And by that calendar, it's 7,529 this year.
Mm.
So it's not 2020, it's 7,529. In the medieval times, like we have fortresses on Danube, said on the fortress, it would be like, I don't know, like 6,000 blah, blah, blah. It will use that year. Because the first year... By that calendar, it was counted from the first year after the big flood.
Okay.
Or the biblical flood, if
yes,
you want.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's 7,500. And the old... So that's basically the ancient Slavs use that calendar. And it's very accurate.
So I guess... So this episode will be coming out at the beginning of December. For, I guess for our respective listeners, I guess I shouldn't even say, like, any specific holidays because there's just so many holidays coming up. So,
yeah.
Everyone, happy holidays. That's why everyone uses that.
Yeah, that's what we use here because in Vojvodina, where I'm from, it's like I told you, a lot of different cultures and nations. So you would use, like... Yeah, happy holidays, because you don't know if you don't know, like, if it is a Catholic, it's not believer, I don't know, you know, happy holidays, exactly. All the best.
Everyone, happy holidays, that's why everyone uses that. Happy holidays for the next year.
Yeah, happy holidays.
So that I can cover all the bases.
Yeah. Are you currently in a long-distance or international relationship? Do you enjoy listening to We Have A Lot To Talk About and want to join in on the action?
We know that we aren't the only ones that have a lot to talk about. That's why, starting next season, we want you to join us on the podcast.
We'll still be chatting about a wide range of topics.
So, if you're interested in joining us, shoot us a message on Instagram.
Be sure to include your full name, email, and what you want to talk about.
No topic is irrelevant, so be creative. And if you're an expert in your topic, that's even better.
The deadline to submit is on January 2nd.
And remember, we have a lot to talk about.